Do you want to tell them that they can stay if they want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Case number 9750, Richard C. Banks Sr., west of Road 522A, across from Road 523. A special use exception for storage of a manufactured home and to construct a second dwelling on the property. State your full name and address.
Richard C. Banks Sr., 17287 Roddy Haven Road.
Delaware?
Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay, thank you. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Let me take this.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
3 years ago, I bought 39 acres here in Georgetown. And to move out of Ocean View, where I was born and raised, and to reside in Georgetown. The real estate agent sold it to me as farmland, 39 acres. So I bought it, and it's completely surrounded by parkwood. And I thought it was parkwood farmland. I applied for two building permits because the county told me I could build two houses on farmland, one for myself and one for my son. So I got two permits from the county to build two homes. My home is built, I'm living in it, and I'm building my son's home right now on property. The planning and zoning told me I need to apply for a second home because it's not farmland. And I assumed it was farmland, parkwood farmland. And I bought a trailer to be moved on my property in Bridgeville. I own 16 acres up there. And I'm applying for storage while I'm clearing that land to put that trailer up there.
Okay, Mr. Banks, I've been out there. It's my job to inform the board what I find. I found that you had a mobile home on there and two homes you started, plus an accessory structure, two accessory structures. I also found out in research that you did not have a permit for your mobile home. When did you place the mobile home there?
I purchased that about 3 or 4 months ago.
3 or 4 months ago, and you didn't get a permit for it. Is that correct?
No, I didn't. No, I had to get one.
Okay, the board will ask you why. I'll just give them the facts. I also checked with forestry. They do not say that that's a home, forest. And you can have two homes on there, and you can't have two homes on a farm like you have there if it's not, they've got to be mobile homes or people that work on the farm. And you say you want your son, it can be family, and it has to be over 10 acres, and you haven't met any of those. So it's not a working farm, okay? And when I was there, I saw that you also are running a business there.
Not yet.
Not yet, and you are planning to?
I plan to when my son and I move up there.
Okay, there's a lot of things that you have to do first before you can do what you want to do, and appearing before this board to ask for a second home on a single family dwelling piece of land, AR1, it should never have been, in other words, you should never have applied for this. You can go through the board, through the commission, and get a subdivision for your son. Subdivide that property for your son. And that's the route you should go because it's not permitted the other way. You can't have two houses on there. And you can't have your mobile home on there being in violation and be living in it the way you are. And I know you're living there because you're an Eagles fan. And I saw your Eagles signs and everything. And and that means that that you're living there in violation right now, although you want to live there, you're permitted to live there to build your home, but you've never asked for that permission.
I didn't know I had to. I was told.
Well, you just can't move a mobile. You've lived in Sussex County a long time, Mr. Banks. You know you can't take a mobile home and put it on a piece of property somewhere without a permit or without somebody saying you can do it, especially a mobile home. So there are the facts to the board, and if you want to explain that to the board, go right ahead.
Mr. Rickard, is there a CO for either of the houses?
There's one for the dwelling that is yours now.
Yes.
That's a temporary one, okay? There's no CO for, there's no CO for anything else.
Mr. Banks, why would you not properly subdivide the property for the two dwellings?
I didn't want to subdivide it because it's my property, and from what they told me at the permit, if you own 10 acres or more land, you're allowed to have 2 acres, 2 houses on that property.
If you're farming it.
If it's an active farm, and if you come to the board for permission, so there's...
But they didn't tell me that.
Okay, well, that is the fact, okay? And even though you subdivide it, you can still own both parcels. But this board is not in the habit of allowing two dwellings on one parcel because of the ability to subdivide.
I don't know how to subdivide. I don't know how to do nothing. I just own 39 acres, that's all.
They can tell you at the office how to subdivide the property.
You'd be glad to.
But that's the way it's done.
And nobody said an active farm. What is an active farm? Is it
growing produce or
chicken?
If I plant apple trees on there, that's an active farm?
I don't.
80% of his income is going to be derived from them 39 acres.
You have to get the assessment department to assess that you're also a farm, okay, a working farm. The assessors will be out there to check it out to make sure you are. The only reason you're called agricultural now with a house on it, it's called AH, is because of your taxes. And you're being assessed a certain amount of taxes based on your agricultural ground. It's considered agricultural ground. Now, you can talk to the assessment office about that, but you have to have an active farm. You have to have an active working farm.
And nobody said nothing about a working farm when I got the permits. And I got 2 permits from the county.
Well, active or working, pretty much, I would think, sir.
So when you came in the office, you just told the folks there that you had a farm and you wanted to put a...
I got 39 acres and they give me 2 permits.
Okay, so they couldn't... I mean, they don't, without them seeing it, they don't know that it's not a farm where you're...
I guess not.
No, okay. No way of knowing.
And yeah, that is your responsibility to explain those things, so.
Mr. Banks, did you say you have pulpwood?
Yes, pulpwood's on it.
A young stand?
Pardon?
Is it a tree farm? Is it growing loblolly pines or pulpwood?
It's all pine, and I'm surrounded by pulpwood. Gladfelter owns every piece of ground around me.
But I'm talking about your 39 acres.
It's all pine.
It's all young pine?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson, maybe you can educate me a little bit. I dug in this a little bit about when people say to me a farm, a tree farm. They have to go to the Department of Agriculture, the way I understand. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm just...
Department of Forestry, the way I understand, gives you one of those documents that says that it is a farm. Now, that's the information I've gotten.
I would think. I'm just trying to find out what is there. I didn't look at it.
Okay. Yeah, I've been out there.
80% of your income derived from the farm, was that, I assume, is in the ordinance?
It's in been the ordinance.
That's been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John.
Okay. I mean, I don't... The ordinance would determine what considers the land farm or not, or just a piece of land.
Yeah, Mr. Banks, I could go out there just for illustration. I could go out there tomorrow and take one of those... It's called, from the Department of Forestry, calling your place a farm. I could take it over to my ground. I had 16 trees on my land. I can just put it out in front and say it's a farm. But it's not really so. They have to come look at your ground. They have to come and make a determination of whether it's, you know,
what do I do? Go ahead and get the forestry to look at it? Or
get department? You call the Department of Agriculture. If that's what you're looking for, yes. Call the Department, State Department of Agriculture, and they'll...
Yeah, because the real estate... Real estate sold it to me as a farm.
It's farmed land. Agricultural, AR1. Agricultural Residential 1.
That's the zoning.
That's the zoning.
That's the zoning, which is a vast majority of the counties.
So I go to a.
Okay.
Farm agricultural people.
Mm-hmm.
And get a document from them.
They'll have to come out and take a look at it, and you know, doesn't I just give you.
See, sir.
They'd be glad to come out with you.
Yeah. You have to take these trees and harvest those trees. That's where you get your money from. You got to harvest those trees, mm-hmm. and then replant again. When you, once you take them out to be a tree farm, they take them off your ground. You got to replant again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's active farming then.
Okay.
But just because it's a woods doesn't make it a tree farm.
It's not a tree farm.
So that's what I got to do.
Yeah. Well, it's either that or subdivide the property.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Is there any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 9750 as it doesn't. It doesn't meet the requirements necessary for even a special use exception.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we deny case number 9750. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been denied, sir.
Can I give you a little advice? Get a permit for your mobile home and divide your property because you're in violation right now, okay? Go see the office.
Where do I get a permit?
Down in planning and zoning. Call them. They'll take care of you, okay?
Well, that's what I thought.
Not right now.
Not right
tomorrow.
Now,
tomorrow.
In the morning,
someday.
Sir.